Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty, let's not forget that website. So important. It is CraigJamesFinancial.com. It's great info. And you go on the site, ladies and gentlemen, and you pre-register for all the great webinars and events that come our way through Craig James, which he had two yesterday. Two good ones, I am sure. The Dow yesterday with a rise of 548 at the close, 29,683. And the futures, though, is down about 200 or so as we speak. So we got jobs numbers coming into play today. We got a lot of stuff on the plate. And for that, we bring in Mr. Ferentino. Craig, sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Good morning. Yeah, we had a positive day. It's been a while. You know, we had a rally in the midst of a bear market, and that's what we had yesterday. So, Jay, and futures are down 200 points today. Don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the case. So, the Bank of England intervened, said they're going to start to buy their own bonds, trying to support their dollars. The U.S. government bonds, U.K. government bonds, are known as gilts, G-I-L-T-S, and they're on course for the sharpest monthly rise since 1957. So the gilt is doing better. It helped this intervention calmed our markets, their markets, and it had a spike in, we saw interest rates actually go down temporarily, even here, even though we're not buying our own bonds. So the 10-year pushed above 4% to the highest level since 2008. That's the U.S. government before retreating to 3.7%. And that's what made the markets rally. Now, you got to realize, Jay, the mortgage rates now are hit 7%. U.S. mortgage rates hit 7%, first time since 2008. Most anticipated recession, or incoming recession, probably in the history of the United States. So now we're looking for, hey, what could go right here? So with the bear market entering its 10th month, and as more market participants anticipate a recession, you know, now we want to start thinking about, hey, what factors could help shift sentiment in another direction? Positive news on the war, obviously, would be one. Good news on inflation. We'll see how that comes. We'll get some numbers today. Inflation could fall faster than expected, and with consumer demand still out there. Better supply chain issues, not seeing that. Our transportation secretary not doing a great job. And all this other stuff. So we're looking at what could go right, and we're looking for early signs. So I say that because this morning at 8:30, we're going to get a jobless claims. We're going to get the GDP annualized, gross domestic product, and the core PCE, which is what the Fed looks at, 4.4% is expected. If that drops, we'll see some good news there. So Bed Bath & Beyond reports today, Micron Technology, Nike, CarMax, and Rite Aid are some of the companies that are reporting today. Now, it's an interesting case. You know, there was what, you know, you occasionally get these fad stocks, Jay, and fad companies. And this one, believe it or not, had an executive arrested for recently, in the last 2 months, allegedly biting someone's nose. So biting someone's nose, Jay, but that executive works for a company called Beyond Meat, and Beyond Meat, of course, is one of those plant-based food companies that are really out there and got very, very big. That we're going to be moving from steaks to, you know, something else, and we had talked about this probably a year ago, Jay, and the shares of Beyond Meat, around $16. It's down more than 75% for the year. And the company, its peak price at some point is $16 today. Its peak price was $235. So is the plant-based food craze over? I don't know. But we're starting to see that. Oatly is doing pretty good deals with supermarket. We see them. Beyond Meat recently announced a partnership with Taco Bell and a few other places like that. So, but, you know, inflation affects the plant-based business too. And we're starting to see that, after years of growth, Deloitte did a survey, and they stated that plant-based meat sales are stagnating. So, Jay, I guess we're eating less plant-based meat. There you go. So that's a big news here. Because still showing that the younger generation would be eating crickets and all this other stuff. But it seems like Americans are more doing what Americans do. And, there's a couple of fads out there, but nothing's taking hold. Now, I think the third richest woman in the world, this is Jeff Bezos' wife. We use her as a in our estate planning seminars because when Jeff filed for divorce, she inherited more than half of his fortune, and she had married an English teacher, I think, in the Portland, Oregon area, and now she's filing for divorce. So curious to see what that prenuptial looks like, Jay, but if you marry the third world's richest woman, do you walk away with $1 billion or something? That'd be, even though it's not half of her estate, be interesting. So those numbers will hopefully be public in the near future, and Jay will be looking to discuss that on one of your shows because that is really good stuff. Volkswagen is going to price their IPO. As you know, Volkswagen is going to spin off Porsche and make its own stock, and we're starting to see that all. So you'll see that it'll come out on the Frankfurt Exchange. We'll report here as to what that looks, but they have a range of what they would report that, and they're going for the higher range. And, Jay, that's what we have, aside from that big economic news at 8:30, which will be an hour from now, that's what we have for today.
Wait, lots to watch, and we'll see if the Dow can get a little momentum off of yesterday's rise. Certainly a lot on the plate, no question about it. Appreciate it. Look forward to closing out the week in good fashion. We'll talk to you in the morning. How's that?
Yes, Jay. Great. Have a great day.